All right.
All right.
This should be interesting. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is the PR man for Senator Ted Cruz. We say good morning and welcome to the ticket, Trent Tristanchin. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
That's an interesting last name, Tristanchin.
Yes.
Well,
are you making fun of it?
No, no, not at all. No. Okay. And we appreciate you joining us. Senator Cruz has been making headlines of the wrong kind for the last few days. I think we speak for a lot of Texans who are really upset to see him traveling out of the country in the middle of the in the middle of this winter storm when he probably should have been staying at home. What's the week been like for you?
Can I stop you there, right there?
Yes.
Let me just stop you right there. Senator Cruz was going down to Mexico to enforce our American values.
What do you mean?
Senator Cruz was standing up for strong Texans who believe that this country is what America was founded on. And Senator Cruz knows that families are our future. So I'm not sure why you or anyone else would have a problem with that.
Well, it's just weird timing to leave the state when we're under just a the worst winter storm ever.
Yeah, let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Okay. Senator Cruz knows that for the average family of four who's looking to put food on their table, he knows that they don't care about social media outrage over alleged Mexican vacations. Okay?
Well, it just seemed very entitled and tone-deaf to, while the state is suffering, to go off to the Four Seasons
in Cancun. Okay, let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Let me stop you right there. Senator Cruz was going down there to ensure that Americans get their fair shake.
What does that mean?
It means that Senator Cruz is merely going down there to be a good dad in multiple countries. He was already a good dad in this country, and he wanted to go down there to be a good dad to his girls in Mexico. They asked their father to accompany them to Mexico to escape the winter conditions.
Yes, but wouldn't the better lesson for the girls have been, let's stay at home and help our fellow man instead of looking entitled?
What did you want him to do? You want him to take a hair dryer to the water main to ensure people get water? That's not what senators do, okay?
Well,
all right.
He's been passing out water. Mm-hmm, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Hold it. I'm going to stop you right there after you're finished.
Okay.
Okay. There wasn't anything for Senator Cruz to do in this country. So he decided to go to Mexico to roast them about how much better our country is than theirs.
Well, that doesn't seem like
to
that's
tell them about our stolen elections.
That doesn't seem like that's in the best interest of anybody.
Listen, okay.
Who's that representing?
I can see how this is going to go. I thought you wanted me to come on here to talk about Senator Cruz's plans for the future and what he's doing legislatively to improve things in our country.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell that you just wanted to argue, okay?
Well, that's not true.
No, we're just asking
questions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hand this interview off to the oldest living basketball player to talk about NBA Top Shot. Hold on a second.
What?
Oh.
Yes,
is this Hoops?
Hoops Washington?
This is Hoops Washington speaking.
The oldest living NBA player.
What a weird handoff.
NBA ball player. And I wanted to come on in and talk about NBA Top Shot and how everyone ought to be investing in this exciting blockchain technology.
Yeah. You know about this?
Barely. Barely. I've been hired by the league as a representative since I am the oldest living basketball player. So they thought they'd bring me out to talk about cutting-edge technology that I cannot even begin to comprehend.
Yeah, it's tough to understand.
I'll tell you what's tougher for me to understand is why I haven't had a solid bowel movement in 20 years.
We don't need to know about that.
Back to blockchain.
Yeah?
Yeah, would you explain blockchain, please?
The way I understand it is blockchain digital base basketball cards are something that the NBA created to raise money, and it's doing a good job of it.
Yeah.
So what they told me, what they basically described to me is they said, just go on, it's snake oil, but it's got blockchain attached to it, therefore people will buy into it.
Hoops is a skeptic.
Well, I think it's worth buying. I mean, hell, even if it is snake oil, as long as someone's willing to pay more for that snake oil than you did, it's a good investment.
Now, are there any classic moments of you? on Top Shot?
No, no. I played back before there was video that was invented before moving pictures.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't really have any moments that you can purchase of Hoops Washington.
Right.
So I've run out of material, so I'm going to hand it off here to Ed Waters that Deion
Ed
Sanders
Waters.
Beat. Hold on a second.
This is the guy who started the college that's NAIA.
Well, good to be on with you. I'm Ed Waters.
Hey, sorry your school lost 53-0 to Jackson State.
I understand that Deion Sanders beat my ass. But that ass beating was brought to you by... Better not. Good morning.
Good morning. Ed Waters, Hoops Washington, and Trent.
Ed,
Pistachio,
Ed,
I guess.
Oh, what a great call.
Well, that was an amazing call.
All over the place.